Morning, mate.
I'm fascinated. I'm not a particularly techie sort of guy, but I hear almost every week new products with even more latest tech stuff on them. This time, a new TV.
Yeah, this is a bang for your buck TV in my mind. It's the TCL C835. Now, basically, this has several tick boxes for me, which I really like. Firstly, it's mini LED. Now, TVs are all about how they're lit. And that sounds crazy because you think, well, I've got lights in my lounge room. But the coloured pixels on the screen mean nothing if there's no light shining through them. And so we've come to this new technology called mini LED, which basically means that there's tens of thousands of little lights behind the screen that are illuminating parts of the screen as you need to see them. And it creates the best possible quality you can get without being the most expensive. And so mid-range price, but high-end quality. And this is also a Google TV. Now, Google's not the brand of TV. This is a TCL, but Google make the operating system in the same way that they make the operating system for millions of smartphones. They also make a television operating system, which I think is outstanding. Runs all the apps you could want, does a great job. And this thing, the 55-inch version I've been looking at, is about $1,600. And that's, I would say, middle price. You can definitely get a 55-inch TV for $500. You can also get them for $3,000. So bang for your buck, great quality TV, great quality picture, beautiful design, as well as Google TV. I reckon it's a winner.
I am going to give them a marketing tip for nothing. The only thing I reckon, you know, like you get the TV and it's an XYZ32BO model. I go back to golf. You know, you could get the driver, which was the BT327, or Big Bertha, which was a golfer. Yeah, which
come
one are you
with a good solid name?
Which one are you going to buy? Every man is going to go, give me Big Bertha.
Oh, so, the Big Bertha, thanks very much. Going to hit it further.
Exactly. I'll send him my invoice anyway. now, you've tested Elon Musk's satellite internet service in regional Australia. Any good?
Very good. So, you know, I thought I'd test this at my brother's place. He lives in regional Australia outside of a town centre, and he's using what NBN call fixed wireless. So it's a kind of point-to-point internet over the air. It's not a cable in the ground, but it's also not the NBN satellite. The NBN satellite's the slowest possible internet you can get, but it's still way better than what we used to have. But I thought, what's this Elon Musk thing worth? So firstly, it's $1,000 up front to get the satellite dish sent to you, and then it's $140 a month, which makes it almost double the price of most standard internet plans in Australia. But it did produce speeds probably 3 to 4 times more than what I was getting at my brother's NBN service. So he was getting 50, 55 on his NBN, and I was getting 180, 190 on this Starlink internet. And look, for some people, speed is what matters. You know, some people want more speed. They've got more capabilities. They want to upload and download files. But it was interesting because while I was impressed by the speed, I said to my brother, do you want to keep this thing? Do you want me to install it? And he's like, I don't really have any issues with the internet I've got because it streams Netflix really well. It does all the things he wants. So it's kind of like this really great alternative exists now in Elon Musk's Starlink, but I don't think it's for everyone.
Okay. And finally, if you play games on your mobile phone, what indeed is the Backbone?
The Backbone is a great little, it looks like a normal Xbox or PlayStation controller. And in fact, they've just released this PlayStation edition. So it very much looks like a PlayStation controller, white with translucent buttons, things like that. But you dock your iPhone in it, so it's got a little lightning adapter for your iPhone. You dock your iPhone in there, and then you can play all the games you've got on your phone. You can play just with a great, I guess, familiar feel with a controller-like experience. And, of course, nowadays we have amazing capabilities where you can actually remotely play your PlayStation via your mobile phone. So you could be on holidays playing your PlayStation back at home on your mobile phone. It's a phenomenal concept. $179 for this little attachment that allows you to play mobile gaming a whole lot better, but very, very popular since it was announced just a few days ago.
Trevor, always good to chat, and let's do it again next week.
Why not? I'll be back.